David Axelrod, if Trump loses 2020, him slamming Cummings in Baltimore will be why. By Joshua Kaplan on July 27, 2019. David Axelrod, former President Barack Obama's chief campaign strategist, said Saturday that President Donald Trump's criticism of Representative Elijah Cummings, DMD, and the Democrat-run city of Baltimore could cost him the 2020 election. If it real Donald Trump loses in 2020, this will be why, Axelrod wrote on Twitter. Every single day, he subjects the country he was elected to lead to a stream of ugly, divisive bombast. It's exhausting. It's destructive. It's unworthy of a POTUS. Real Donald Trump may believe in multiplication by division, but it doesn't add up for the American people. The rancor and chaos his daily dose of nastiness creates is a barrier to actually getting things done on tangible concerns, the longtime Democrat operative added. In a series of tweets earlier Saturday, President Trump called Cummings, who serves as chairman of the House Oversight and Reform Committee, of being a brutal bully and said conditions at the U.S.-Mexico border pale in comparison to Baltimore. Rep. Elijah Cummings has been a brutal bully, shouting and screaming at the great men and women of Border Patrol about conditions at the southern border, when actually his Baltimore district is far worse and more dangerous, the president tweeted. His district is considered the worst in the USA. As proven last week during a congressional tour, the border is clean, efficient and well-run, just very crowded. Cummings district is a disgusting, rat and rodent infested mess, he added. If he spent more time in Baltimore, maybe he could help clean up this very dangerous and filthy place. Earlier this month, Cummings yelled at Acting Homeland Security Secretary Kevin McAleenan over the treatment of migrant children inside immigrant detention facilities. McAleenan testified that DHS was doing its level best to care for the children. What does that mean? Cummings shouted in response. What does that mean when a child is sitting in their own feces, can't take a shower? Come on, man. What's that about? None of us would have our children in that position. They are human beings. President Trump isn't the first high-profile lawmakers to criticize Baltimore. In May 2016, Senator Bernie Sanders, IVT, cited North Korea to highlight the lifespan of residents of Baltimore's poorest boroughs, calling it a disgrace. Residents of Baltimore's poorest boroughs have lifespans shorter than people living under dictatorship in North Korea. That is a disgrace, Sanders tweeted.